Hello everybody, I'm Blind Cool Tech. My name is Doug Strobel from Maryland, and I'm going to be giving a tour of my space today. I'm using the Olympus WS-300M recorder, which is a variation of the WS-320, on the internal microphones in conference mode. I have yet to get binaural mics of any type. I'm looking for a cheap set of binaural microphones, possibly the Church Audio mics. We're going to start my space podcast on the front porch. Currently, I'm upstairs in my room. We're going to start it on the front porch and go inside from there. So, I'm walking out of my room. Going down the stairs, there shouldn't be any real interruptions, except maybe the phone ringing. There's no one home. I've just got dropped off here by my dad a little bit ago from his house. And my mom and sister are somewhere else. I'm going to get a glass of water real quick. And then we'll... knocking a cup over. And then we will start outside. The Olympus is just in my hand for anyone who wonders. Okay. I'm going to go out my front door to the porch and going left. Now, we go to the porch. I'm sitting on a glider. To the right of the glider is a hose reel. To the left, a table. Getting up is a chair. Trash cans. Recycle bins. I hope the wind is not interfering too much. Going back to the right, there's a wall with a window. And coming back to the door. I hope the wind did not mess up the part outside. I'm going to describe it to you from the inside. If it did, my porch, you come up my driveway. Straight in front of you is a glider. With just a glider. To the right of it, as you're facing it, is a little table. To the left of it is a hose reel with a chair in front of it. If you put the glider behind you and turn left, the porch goes, and there's trash cans. And as you turn to the left, there's some recycle bins. And the porch goes into the backyard. I'm going to start this at the front door. I'm going to actually close the front door, go back out and come in. Going in. The screen door is closing. Closing the big door. Once I'm back to the front door, to the left is a closet. I'm going to open the right door, not the left one, because the left one's broken. I think I'm going to open the right door. We'll see in just a second. I have to... In here is just coats and stuff. Again, with my back to the front door, to the right is a basket. My mom's into a longer burger, and there is many different variations of baskets. And this one's actually a basket on a wrought iron rack with a shelf underneath of it. It's meant to be a table. Inside this basket are some gloves, winter stuff. On top of this basket table is a brailer that needs to be taken back. As you can hear, it is broken. I don't know what's wrong with it. On top of it is, something looks like a videotape and some stuff. Above it on the wall is a hook. My keys are here. And the right hook, some jackets. Going straight with is a wall on the left, a short wall. is the steps, and then there's the other wall, another short wall like the other one. Now, in the corner on the first wall is a basket, and that has some umbrellas, a dog harness, a dog leash, two canes, and on the rail of the wall, the top of the wall, is just a towel for some reason. And on the other wall, there's nothing, really. I forgot to mention earlier, you come into my front door, it's tile. There's a rug, a little small mat. It's tile, metal front door. Now, we're gonna come into the living room, which is on the right. There's no wall here, it's all open. Starting at the left of the living room is an old TV cabinet with no TV in it now. On top of it is a camera, a candle, another candle, a bag of, some stuff. Going to the end of the cabinet is a chair on the left. Then there's the entrance to the dining room. Again, there's no wall separating it. It's just very open. Well, as I fall. Going straight again is another random chair. Behind this chair is the wall, which goes out to a sunroom. Going past the chair, which I had to move back, is an end table for a couch. On this end table, actually in front of the end table on the floor, is a basket full of newspaper. On this end table is a candle, a plant, and nothing else. Again, wrought iron rack. Now, there's a couch, a three-cushion couch. To the right is a coffee table. I'm going to sit on the couch. On this coffee table is some books. Just catalogs, I guess, magazines. Some coasters. What looks like, I don't know, some flowers or something. Getting up from the couch, going. There's a corner. Comes to a corner. There's another end table. On this end table is a lamp. A candle. On the floor is a stand-up candle. I guess they have lots of candles. I don't know. Maybe it's something I've never noticed. There's also a basket. And I don't know what's in it. Just stuff. Now here's the window that we were on before on the outside. Move this big picture window with two little windows. And a dog's barking. Hush, there's nothing there. Be quiet, it's me. Now, there's an old stereo cabinet with a console stereo in it that still works. It's kind of in some sad shape. On top of this cabinet right now, we can't get to the stereo because there's stuff here. There's a basket full of books. A lot of my sister's textbooks and stuff to do with school. Going on more is a broken phone clip for my cell phone, which the clip broke. And another basket with some of my books. Some print textbooks, some braille, another chair, and now we're back to the basket table where we were before with the keys. And behind, as this cover thingy that I was describing earlier falls off the railer, this is a mess. There's no place to put anything on the floor. It's a bunch of shoes. Behind this chair on the front wall of the house is a pole lamp. I'm going to go downstairs. It's a split-level house, so I'm going to go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps. To the left is a basket with pool towels, since we have a pool. To the right is a random wall. I'm watching banging on things with a dog bar. Turning left is, to the left is a big built-in bookshelf with books, baskets, VHS tapes, various stuff. Looks like a binder clip, those big clips that you put around big documents, or big, lots of papers, holds lots of papers together. I don't know, I call them binder clips. To the right is a Cardio Glide. I'm sitting on it. It's an exercise machine. This is going to be interesting. You have to do it with two hands, so the Olympus may have some movement. You put your feet on pedals. You put your, trying to lean towards the Olympus, you put your two hands on a bar, and you push. And you pull, and that's that. Behind the Cardio Glide is an end table. This is a very interesting end table. It all goes with that console stereo and that TV, which is upstairs, the TV cabinet that's upstairs. This is an interesting end table. It's all very old furniture. Because the front come pulls down, and it holds records, and there's a bunch of records in there. Thousands, tons of records. On this end table is a boombox sort of type thing that's not plugged in. I don't know. It's just there. Going to the right of the end table is a couch. This is a two-position couch. I'm sitting on this couch. It's a love seat, actually. To the left of me is a table, which is in between the two couches. The whole point of these couches is that you can join them together at a right angle or a 90-degree angle, and the table is in between the two couches. Obviously, I haven't gone to the other couch yet. On this table is some sort of jar thing, a lamp, a basket. Again, more crap, more stuff. Lots of baskets in this house full of crap. On the lower, there's two levels to this table. On the lower level is a thing of M&Ms. I'm going to eat one. Stand by. Opening this little thing. Twist. Getting M&Ms. I throw the cover on the floor. Bending down. Setting the cover back down. Pausing while I eat the rest of these M&Ms. Okay, standing up from the couch, passing the table. Now on the left is obviously the other part of this couch. It's a three-seater couch sitting in the middle. To the right is the table with the M&M thing. In front of me is a coffee table type of thingy. It again is a basket sleeve from Longer Burger with a cover over it. On this table is absolutely nothing. Lift up the half of this lid and it comes off in halves and it folds in half. In here is blankets and arm. Looks like something that wraps around your arm, used to exercise your wrists or something, I don't know. Getting up from the couch is another end table. On the left, no, maybe there's not another end table, or yes, there is. It's further back. Another one with, like, the records, with just a random basket full of crap. Some sort of picture thing. On the floor is just a little chair for little kids to sit in. There's a wall. And is fireplace hearth. With, to the left of it, you guessed it another again, a big basket full of towels. On top of that basket is, I don't know what that is, candy and stuff. Getting to the right, on the floor is the brick hearth. Basket full of little decorative logs, fireplace. I'll open it. Maybe. Voila. We have fireplace. So, attempting to close one hand and it's not working. There we go. Above the fireplace, mantle. Decorative little things on it. Going to the right. Is on the floor, you guessed it again, another basket, round one, full of crap. In front of me is a chair with a footstool. Really big chair, actually. Nice chair. I'm going to sit in it, it's really big, it's kind of an old chair. To the left of me in the corner is some boxes. Standing up from the chair to the left of me is a entertainment center cabinet. On top of this is a basket full of crap. One speaker. Going further to the right, out to this basket full of crap, which is pillows and stuff. Another speaker. First shelf, CDs, basket full of crap, stereo. This is a neat stereo. I don't know if it works. I'll see. Oh, it's doing something. It's definitely doing something that I don't want it to do. Let's see if I can. I don't know how to make this work. Anyway, the bottom of this. Under the stereo is little doors. Open them up. Bunch of albums, records. Closing, there's two sets of them. And on the same level as the stereo, to the right is a TV. Looks like some sort of horror movie, I don't know. On the TV, standing up, There's a chair past the entertainment center. On the side of this entertainment center, there's little cupboards that you can open. In them is VHS tapes. Now, in front of me here is the basement door, which... the basement door. To the left is the door to an office. Going in the office, which is my mom's, closing the door. Behind the door is a closet full of stuff with Christmas bells on it. To the left is a big desk, just a regular working desk. Lots and lots of stuff. Papers, I'm not going to touch this. A telephone, a fax machine phone. Oh, and we have messages. I have to remember. I'm going to check these messages here. I'm going to pause this. Okay, after you've unpaused after I've unpaused the recorder from the message, which I now have to deal with, is computer on the desk, a salt shaker, because we're all salt freaks, a cup of pens, more crap. Further back in this room is a random chair, a light, a coat rack with hangers on it. Going back to the left, behind the desk chair, which I didn't mention, there's a nice rolly chair, there is a futon couch. To the left is a lamp, to the right is another metal back door that leads out into the backyard. In front of me is the bathroom. Going in the bathroom, in front of me is a counter with a sink. Above that is medicine cabinet, right is a towel rack, toilet, wahoo. Anyway, bathroom. Closing this bathroom door, actually leaving it open the way it was. Getting out of this office. Opening that door, closing it. Going down to the basement. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps. Left is a room. Utility room, laundry, all sorts of things. Dryer, washer. Dryer's here, I can make it do this. Maybe. No, maybe I can. Shoot. Oh, well. I can't make it buzz. What can I say? Big, humongous, big freezer. Random stuff not going in there. Going out of this, just a big room. We're storing a pool table, a bumper pool table for friends. That's in the middle of the room. Just stuff. A big closet my mom used to cater, full of catering supplies. Going back up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps out the door, closing the door, turning to the left, going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Two walls are on my left. I'm going to go into the kitchen. To the left is a pantry with stuff in the pantry. There's a fridge, you can probably hear it running. Turn up the Olympus, see if I can. Yeah, you can. Opening the fridge. Putting you in the fridge. Voila. You're on a fridge shelf. Isn't that nice? This is a fridge. The fridge is on the bottom of the freezer. Opening the freezer. Voila. And I dropped the Olympus in the freezer. Now I'm going to set the Olympus in the freezer. Now you're out of the freezer. Warm out here. Closing the door. Going to the right. Counter full of stuff. A banana. Baskets. More baskets full of, bananas. Like an orange. Papers. Toaster oven thingy. No. Yes. And this I can make it go ding. There's the glass where I got some water earlier. I'm going to get some more water from the sink, which is, as you can hear the water, which is a single sink. Setting the glass down, turning off the water with the other hand. Single sink. In the sink is nothing, because they did the dishes. Actually, I took that back. There's a knife. I'm drinking some of this water. Stand by. Ah. Right, a single sink, more counter space with a box of, something really heavy, I don't know, cupboard, There's cupboards over top of the other counter, too. I'm going back to. There's one cupboard, two cupboard, three cupboards, which is where I got the cups from. It's a cup cupboard door. Moving to the right, there's a dishwasher. And, dishwasher full of nice, clean dishes. Top thing. Bottom thing. Closing dishwasher, voila. Counter, again, stuff on it. Cupboard. Plates. I mean, let's see, bowls. Coffee cups. Plates. More coffee cups. Just stuff right in the cupboard. Going to the right, four burner. Two. Third burner with a tea kettle. Fourth burner with a pasta pot on it. Stove, above the stove. Range hood with a light and a fan. Oh, that's not the high setting? Above that, spice cupboard. Turning around, going back to the entrance of the kitchen, past the fridge. If you come into the kitchen, there's a counter that sticks out. It's just a cabinet. There is a top. We never finished this counter. I'm not kidding. This is a piece of plywood with contact paper over it. And yeah, what our marvelous countertop. We're getting our kitchen redone anyway. So yeah, on this counter, basket, papers, books, stuff, a cell phone that my mom uses for work. I turned it on and off. It's a, I don't know, Nokia. Well, GSM phone. It's a singular GSM phone. She uses it for work. It's connected to singular. I don't know. Anyway, it's not mine. We're all on Verizon. You can hear that beep. Turning it off. Disconnecting from the network. Well, better be turning off. I guess they don't beep when they turn off. How logical singular is. That's why we have Verizon and work gives her. Work gives her. Singular. Anyway, they suck. On this, in front of this counter, cabinet thing with a half countertop is a stool. Like a high chair thing. It's old, I don't know. There's no tray or anything, you just sit on it. On this contact counter thing, all the way to the left we have microwave. Pressing a random button. Opening it. You're in the microwave. Welcome to a microwave. Taking it out. Closing door. Top of microwave. Baskets full of crap. You guessed it. Used to be hot chocolate up here. Telephone. Leaving the message on there for mom to deal with. This is a cordless phone. To the left of me on the wall. Bulletin board. Basket full of pencils and pens. On the floor now, in front of this counter cabinet thing, is a tub. Empty tub. On top of the dog crate. To the right of the dog crate, to the left of my left foot, is her water bowl and her food bowl. To the right of the microwave on this counter is a basket. Nothing in it. Coffee pot. Which is mine. Nobody else in this house drinks coffee other than me, so this is my coffee maker that I bought for $14 at Walmart. Above this, cupboards. Opening cupboard. Oh, slipping on spilled dog water. Closing cupboard. Yeah. Now, we're going to do upstairs. Now, the upstairs, we're going out of the kitchen and turning right. Going up, you guessed it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know what? Forget this. I'm going downstairs. I have to do the dining room. I'll never do this, it'll be all out of order. With the dog crate on my right, going into the dining room. To the left of me is a corner cabinet. Coffee supplies, sugar, stirrers. Lots of sugar, lots of stir. I mean, lots of, filters. Front of me, table, one. It's got a bunch of seats. To the right is a hutch. Going around the table is more chairs. Doors to the sunroom, which is out on the front of the house, which we're not going to go in. Another wall to the right, which goes to a shed. Another corner cabinet with just stuff on it. Now, Nikki, come on. Nikki's the dog. She's a Schipperke Sheltie mix. We got her from the pound. Going back in the living room past the random chair to the couch. Trying to find the dog that isn't here. Nikki, where are you? Nicole? Nikki? Nicole! Is that doggy? Where are you? Come here. Come here. Your dog, you're right here. You are. Run the tile. Here's the dog. Go outside, go potty. I'm gonna go back through the dining room to the back door. Come on, Pooch. Here, Baggy. Getting a little linoleum. Opening the door. Letting her out onto a deck. I'm not gonna go out there. Just a deck. I got a trampoline next to the deck and a shed thingy. I'll go out here for a minute. Outside. Stepping off the deck. Turning. Going into the shed. Inside here, this is just an attached shed. Stop. Going out. Going in. Nikki, you ready to go in? Bring around the table. Glass table. Chair. Come on, dog. All these chairs are sticking out. Nikki, you ready? Come on. Okay. Waiting for the dog. She'll jump at the door. We'll leave the door open because it's very nice. Back through the kitchen, back past the fridge, pantry. Turning right, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know, steps. It's weird. The basement has 5, the middle thing has 6, this has 7, I don't know, I'm counting wrong or something, though. Straight in front of me is a linen closet. Opening. Again, freaking Christmas bells on the closet in May. What the heck? On this closet door, rack, soap, towels, blankets, stuff. Closing this. To the left of this door on the wall is my bedroom, which we'll go in a minute. All the way to the left on the other wall, past my room, is my sister's room, which we're opening. I'm not allowed in here. We're going in here because she's not home. Closing it to the right, computer table. Computer. Old cheap telephone. A cup. I'm knocking on the floor. I gotta pick that cup up before I get in trouble. Actually, it wasn't a cup, it was a bottle of lotion. Anyway, girls, what can I say? Her bed. Trundle bed. Which is a bed with a bed underneath of it that pulls out. That's her room. Fairly decent size. Mine is bigger, so it's all that matters. Going out of her room. Closing the door. Mine's on the left, going straight. To the right is the bathroom. I went past the closet. The right is the bathroom. Left is the, my mom's room. In front of me is the wall. The wall with the thermostat on it. No, it's not a VIP thermostat. Going in the bathroom, closing the door. In front of me, counter, a lot of my sister's stuff. This is my bathroom, too. I don't know. Sink. To the right, it's a cupboard, towels. Under the sink's a cupboard, going straight. To the left of the sink is a shower. Opening the curtain. Voila, shower, bathtub. Voila, here. Turning left. Wall with the thermostat on it, the other side of it. Hamper. A toilet. Okay, washing. Past the shower, out this door. Closing this door. Being in my mom's room. Closing this door. Okay, how are we gonna do this? Left is a dresser. A television. I don't know what that is. Going more straight. It's a closet. Again, closet stuff. Right is a bed. On the floor, you guessed it. More baskets with crap. Going to the bed. This is a, Select Comfort, maybe? Bed. Real nice. The ones that you can pump up. two end tables. The telephone is ringing. There's a phone in here on one of the end tables, which I am going to answer. Hello? Oh, no, she's not. They went up to Frederick. They'll be back late, probably. Who's this? Oh, I don't know. I never recognize your voice on a phone. Call her cell phone, though. Actually, does she have her cell phone? Okay, she lost her phone. We found it. Call my mom's cell phone. You got the number? Okay, it's, alright, let me know when you're ready for this number. I remember it. It's not that hard. Okay, it's, 301. Okay, that was one of my sister's friends, Brooke. Sister actually lost her cell phone last night, but we found it. It's off. Anyway, on this table with the telephone that rang is a lamp, little lamp. I'm gonna crawl back over the bed. Oh, good God. Another, table. End table. Same as the other one. Going straight. It's her bathroom. Little small bathroom. On the right, you have a sink. Going straight is a shower thingy. It's just a shower. Side door. A toilet. And to the left is a window. Going out. Going left. Going past a vanity thing. I don't know. Getting out of here is this. I'm going to go back downstairs. I'm going to let the dog in. Because she's jumping. Going through the kitchen, past the refrigerator, turning right, through the dining room, letting dog in. Come on, puppy. Good. Here are neighbors mowing their lawn. Now we're going to go do my room. After I've let the good doggy in. Oh, yeah. Stacked up on this counter. As you come into the kitchen on the right, the counter with the contact paper and the screwy singular cell phone and the coffee pot. We're big soda drinkers, and we buy sodas when it's on sale, the 12 packs. So stacked up on the floor here is a bunch of 12 packs of canned soda, mostly Diet Coke. And to the left of that is Werner's Diet Ginger Ale, in the little 6-pack rings, all stacked up. What can I say? Anyway, going back upstairs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know why I'm counting them, all the way up the steps. Going in my room, closing the door. Left wall, light switch. Right is a closet. Stuff. Straight, to the left is a dresser. Oh, what's on this? Band. A bottle of, air freshener spray stuff. Going straight to the desk with a desktop computer on it that I don't use very much. Sitting down in my chair. In front of me is a table. Big, long table with a shelf on the back of it and a ham radio. My ham radio operator, my call sign is KB3HAM for anybody who cares or knows about ham radio. Anyway, that's my big long table. Getting up from this chair, spinning it around, I got it from a ham friend of ours. He was, let's just say, leaving his work. They gave him early retirement, and I acquired this chair and some other stuff. I'm going to do a space podcast of his home, too. You can hear the laptop telling me that James just signed out of Skype and the AOL Instant Messenger thing at the same time, so he was signing out of. And you can hear Jay Pellis' email on the laptop from the JAWS. Setting up the computer. Oh my God, now it's getting more email. From the BCT list, yay! Behind me is the computer, to the right of the table. Getting up is a futon bunk bed thing. Sitting down, ham radio. Power supply is not on. To the left is a table with the XM radio. Straight to the dresser, right to the little thing, and back to the table. I hope you've enjoyed my space podcast. I don't think there's any areas I didn't cover other than the sunroom. There's nothing really out there, just a hutch. And some tables and stuff. Stacked up chairs. We use it to put food out in when we have parties. And I hope you enjoyed my space podcast. I'm standing at the top of the steps in the hall. I forgot to mention to the left as you're facing my sister's room is a bookshelf. Oh, getting back in my room. It picks up this recorder, I swear. It picks up the wind as you open and close the door. Maybe I open and close doors too fast. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed my space podcast. This is my first podcast, so you have to bear with me. It probably sucks. I'm in Maryland. I see Scott Howell did his space podcast. He's actually a ham radio operator as well, and I know him through ham radio, sort of. We have a mutual friend in ham radio together. And I'm in Damascus, Maryland. And he, if he doesn't mind me saying, is 5 miles north of me in a town called Mount Airy. So I'm very near Scott. I've never met Scott. However, that will hopefully change, and hopefully I will run into him. Damascus is situated, I don't know, about an hour's drive from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. About an hour's, 45 minutes to an hour drive from Baltimore in the Inner Harbor. And a 30-minute drive to Frederick, which is, I don't know, just another town. A lot of my mom's family, my mom actually grew up there, and her family grew up there, so. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed my space podcast for the fifth time. I guess I need to shut up, and yeah. Anybody wishing to contact me, you can contact me through the BCT email list, or you can send direct email to kb3ham@verizon.net. That is, I'm going to do this phonetically, Kilo Bravo number 3, Hotel Alpha Mike, at Victor Echo Romeo India Zulu Oscar November.net. No, my call sign is not a vanity. It was issued straight to the FCC. Anyway, that's another story. So. I hope you've enjoyed my space podcast, and yeah, bye.